Hello, my name is Dwight Bowen. I'm president of Dwight Bowen & Associates. We specialize in Kaizen and continuous improvement. Welcome to another competing podcast. Standardized work. Without standardization, there can be no Kaizen. That's Tai Chi Ono said that. Standardization will reduce variation, and variation is the enemy of any process. Went to a conference a few years back in Toyota Georgetown. A process engineer from Toyota Georgetown presented. By the way, an hour and a half presentation, six slides. Very cool. He was talking about the three levels of standardized work. And in a little give and take Q&A with the audience, he asked the audience if anybody was working on standardized work at the moment. And the audience was somewhat terrorized. Some brave soul finally put up their hand, and he asked them to talk about their process of standardization. Their process was managers and engineers developed the standardized process and told the workers what to do. A gentleman from Toyota asked how it worked, and they said it pretty much didn't. Gentleman from Toyota said, well, we found that out too, maybe 50 or 60 years ago at Toyota, and they have the operators develop the standardized work, and then they select a champion to maintain the standardized work. Another brave soul from the audience asked, is it difficult to maintain standardized work at Toyota Georgetown? And the gentleman from Toyota Georgetown said, yes, every day we work on it. Every day it's an issue. So standardized work isn't easy. Some definitions. Standardized work is a tool for maintaining productivity, quality, and safety at high levels. Competing podcast friend Pascal Dennis defines it as, standardized work is defined as work in which the sequence of job elements has been efficiently organized and is repeatedly followed by a team member. Another definition says standardized work is a process whose goal is Kaizen. If standardized work doesn't change, we are regressing. These are all good definitions. Well, why would you do standardized work? Well, it provides a basis for employee training. It establishes process stability. It reveals clear stop and start points for each process. It assists us in audits and problem solving. It creates baseline for Kaizen. It enables effective employee involvement and mistake proof in Pokeyoak. It maintains organizational knowledge. All big deals. What are the elements? Tack time and cycle time. Tack time, the daily operating time or available time divided by the quantity required per day. Cycle time is actual process time. The goal is to synchronize tack time and cycle time. Work sequence, the order in which the work is done in a given process. Work in process, the minimum number of unfinished work pieces required for an operator to complete the process. Some ways of documenting standardized work. There's a cycle time study worksheet, which includes major steps, work sequence, operation tack time, average time for each step, including machine time, value-added work time, non-value-added work time. Another, standardized work chart, pretty much layout, which includes visual of layout and parts flow, work sequence, work in process, quality and safety checkpoints, bottleneck processes, walk time, and crossover time. The last is standardized work combination table, which includes tack time, cycle time, walk time, wait time, and work while walking time. Steven Sphere from Harvard Business, in a Q&A about the Toyota production system, said the following. He said, in Toyota production system managed organizations, the design of nearly all work activities, connections among people, and pathways of connected activities over which products, services, and information take form are specific in their design, tested with their every use, and improved close in time, place, and person to the occurrence of every problem. In addition to Steven Sphere, I'd like to thank MIT ESD Group, Jessica Dolick and Ben Lathrop, Competing's friend Pascal Dennis, and the Caribbean Business Services Limited. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. We're interested in your comments. Please go to leanthinkingnetwork.com.